Voting is now closed in El Salvador, in that Central American country's presidential election. Results have not been tallied yet, but some early opinion polls suggest that the opposition candidate is ahead. That candidate represents the former Marxist guerrilla group, the FMLN. Alberto Guerra was at the polls earlier today.
All the time they say that they are left, they are communists, and you know, that word no exists anymore. We are population.
If Mauricio Funes of the FMLN wins this election, he would be the first leftist president in El Salvador's history. Before the polls closed, I spoke with NPR's Jason Beaubien as he stood outside San Salvador's largest polling place. That station alone expected 70,000 voters. I asked Jason to describe the lively scene.
It's sort of turned into a bit of a fair. We've got people selling Coke and selling cotton candy and selling snack food as people are going in and out to vote.
We mentioned the opposition candidate. Tell us more about him and the candidate for the government.
So the two main candidates are Mauricio Funes, as you mentioned. He's a former journalist. He's running for the former Marxist guerrillas, the FMLN. And the ruling Arena Party has put up Rodrigo Avila. He's the former head of the National Police. Both these men are relatively young. They're both in their 40s. They're sort of a new generation of politicians here in El Salvador. You know, two decades ago, the FMLN was out fighting Arena in the field in an armed conflict, and now they're battling it out at the ballot box.
El Salvador went through a brutal civil war in the 1980s. What would it mean if the FMLN candidate were voted in today?
It would mean a huge shift in the government of this country. At the moment, Arena is an extremely conservative government. During the Civil War, towards the end, they came into power, and they've been in power ever since. They've been a staunch ally of the Bush administration. They were one of the first countries in Latin America to send troops to Iraq, one of the last to pull them out. This would certainly be a major shift. The Communist Party in El Salvador does dominate the FMLN. However, Mauricio Funes is not from the Communist Party. He's much more sort of to the right of the extreme left. But the big question is how far to the left a win by Funes would swing El Salvador. And that is sort of the big question that's still hanging out there.
What's it mean for the United States? The U.S., of course, was heavily involved with fighting against the FMLN during the Reagan years because it was perceived as communist. El Salvador was a major front during the Cold War. So what would it mean if this party came to power from the U.S. perspective?
The ties between the U.S. and El Salvador are incredibly tight. Yes, the U.S. was heavily involved, poured billions of dollars into the government to fight the FMLN during that civil war, which ended in 92. So now they could have their former adversaries actually in power. The U.S. State Department has been going out of its way to say that they will respect whoever wins this election. They've even been running ads down here saying that they are going to be neutral in this. They are going to accept whoever wins, and they will work with whichever candidate comes to power.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in San Salvador. We'll be watching it. Thank you very much, Jason.
You're welcome, Jackie.